It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, I believe, in Switzerland, where it has finally cooled off enough to not want to commit mayhem. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Yes, hi. Much better. Thank you, Jill. I hope you are well, too. Yes, it rained, and finally, this heat wave seems to be over. It might be only the beginning, as we know, it's only the beginning of July. But in any case, this one is behind us. It's time now to talk about our first subject today, and I think I'm going to talk about a very heated subject as well, and it's the scramble for the European top jobs in Brussels. We were all hoping to know who would finally replace Jean-Claude Juncker at the head of the European Union as a commission president. But apparently no countries, all the countries have different opinion on who should get that job. And there was no possibility until yesterday to get any majority for anybody. The names that are suggested, the people that are suggested for that top position are a woman, Margrethe Vestager. She is Danish and a liberal. We have also Frans Timmermans. He is Dutch and center-left. And Manfred Weber is German and center-right. There is a very, very slim chance that Frans Timmermans really gets the job, because all of the East countries in Europe are definitely against him, maybe because in his job previously with Mr. Juncker, he was trying to apply laws that those countries did not appreciate very much. So I would say that his chances are very slim. The choice would be, if there is no other surprise in the meantime, more between Mrs. Vestager and Mr. Weber. But no, many countries are having this infighting. It seems also that, unfortunately, every country is basically thinking for itself. That is a real problem, because the spectacle is clearly damaging for Europe. It shows an image of internal fights, internal struggles, national agendas, and poor defense of the European values at the end of the day. So this is something now that has to be fixed. Chancellor Angela Merkel also made a comment in that sense. She also thinks that it's time to be able to give those top jobs to the different candidates. It is also not the only jobs that is to be given right now. There is the European Council president. The actual one is Donald Tusk. We have also the European Central Bank president, Mario Draghi. We also have to give the new job for High Representative for Foreign Policy. The actual one is Federica Mogherini, and the European Parliament president as well. It's a lot of top jobs, so you can imagine that everybody is trying to push its own agenda. And as far as I can tell, this is having quite a negative impact on the image that people have about Europe and the strong wish to have things done instead of only things talked about. It's interesting to notice, though, that the difficulties of in giving those jobs are also due to the fact that during the last elections, there has been a real shift in power. Basically, it was not anymore just two main parties, but many other small parties that have progressed substantially. I'm thinking of the Green Party, the Liberals, and also the nationalistic parties. Therefore, right now, there are many more people to satisfy, making any kind of choice much more complicated. This week, one would think that some decisions are going to be made. Our second topic briefly would be about the German captain that has been arrested in Italy for bringing immigrants to the shores of the island of Lampedusa. Her name is Carola Rackete. She works for an NGO, Sea Watch, and she defied the Italian authorities by bringing a boat with 53 migrants on board, almost also damaging an Italian boat trying to stop her, which is obviously an offense. And led to the fact that she has been arrested. It's interesting to see that the reactions are very different. While the Italian authorities are absolutely outraged that she dared to basically ignore Italian laws, people think that you cannot, not all German people, but many people in Germany have expressed sympathy in saying that they believe that saving lives cannot make anybody a criminal. That being said, she could be convicted of 10 years of prison. Money has been sent, and a crowdfunding has been created. I think they are already above $1 million to cover all the cost that this is going to create. And I just thought it was interesting to mention that because it has always two facets. And while she absolutely did the right thing to save people in difficulties and people that would have otherwise died in the sea, and this is unacceptable, and I think most people agree on that. But on the other hand, giving a signal that it's all right to defy the Italian laws is also something that maybe help the people smuggling all these immigrants in Libya, for example, to continue their job, knowing that eventually at one point someone is going to help. So how to deal with that, how to save people and at the same time making those smugglers understand that this has to stop is a question without answer at the moment.
I have two questions that go with both of your topics. The first question, going to your previous topic, is are these new people going to be involved in negotiating Brexit?
Not necessarily directly, because for that you have the people that are have get the job to do to deal with the Brexit, but because of their important position, they will obviously have an impact on any decision that is made. But they are not going to be the direct speaker for the Brexit.
All right, and then moving to your second topic, because it's so clearly a political, this is an ongoing political situation on top of everything, which is why there is no answer. The difference here, though, is you are dealing with countries.
Yes.
Rather than a single entity, so to speak. Is there anything new here, or will this just be an ongoing fight?
Yes, I know what you mean. Yes, the new thing, I would say, one can give two new things in this ongoing problem. Is the first thing is that Italy does not have the same attitude anymore, and this is very clear by now with Matteo Salvini, the interior minister from the far right party. There is now a law to close port access for charity rescue boats. So there is definitely a shift in how Italy deals with all of this. And while they have been in the previous years a little bit more lenient, there is now a very hard core, and it's now a real fight between Italy and the rest of Europe. And the second part of the answer would be that there is also this feeling that if immigration has to be dealt with, then Italy can definitely not do it on its own. And more people understand that this is also a legitimate reason why they want to deal with immigration in this harsher way. Though, again, we are talking about people, we are not talking about goods, and there is something extremely inhumane in always talking about immigrants as if this is just an entity, and those are many, many people, and people in despair. And the most difficult thing in this situation is to find a balance between the right thing to do on a human scale and the right thing to do in order to basically stop what is a business in smuggling people in despair.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer, over there.
My pleasure.